Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Farnell Newton, educator, composer, arranger, and trumpeter. Do you love good jazz and great jazz conversation? You'll hear it all on Coffee Talk Jazz Radio Los Angeles with one of the best broadcasters and radio hosts in the business, Miss Bridgette. What happens when straight-ahead jazz meet hip-hop fusion? You've captured the essence of real jazz music, and that's exactly what you'll hear in my new project, Class Is Now in Session. You can pick it up at iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, and more, and you can also check me out at www.farnellnewton.com. Be sure to tune in each week and get your jazz fix right here on Coffee Talk Jazz Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to an afternoon edition of Coffee Talk Jazz Radio. I am award-winning host, Miss Bridgette Lewis, and boy, do we have a power-packed show for you, and I'm going to try my best to behave, but there are no guarantees because it is Sunday, and I'm just going to be me, and there are so many people that are already logged on. Last week, I definitely want to apologize. We were scheduled to have my very special guest on, but the lines broke down because of the stampede. So Today we're going to be celebrating birthdays. This Day in Jazz, we're going to have a few gift giveaways if you guys are nice to me, but you can't win if you don't call in. Now, I am ready to introduce my next guest. Are y'all ready for this? Y'all ready? I got the chat room. You guys are ready? I'm seeing a couple people like in the chat room. So now, let me just introduce this afternoon's guest. His name is Rod Tate. He is a multi-instrumentalist, a saxophonist, songwriter, and recording artist based in St. Louis, Missouri. Some people say St. Louis, Missouri. He performs smooth and contemporary jazz, praise, worship, gospel, jazz, and R&B, and he is all of that and more. And check it out, guys. He has several albums. Smooth and Peaceful, we're going to be playing a lot of tracks, particular album today. Fax Appeal, which is one of my favorites. Factually Yours. And without further ado, I'd like to welcome the newest member to the Coffee Talk Jazz Party. Rod Tate is in the virtual building. Hey, hey now.
Hey, 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 hey. Finally. All right now, Bridget.
My God, on it today. Oh, my God. So happy.
Oh, so glad to be here.
You in the building. Wow. So I have to ask you, first of all, where are you actually chiming in from? As I said, we are in a virtual building. And so are you in St. Louis right now, or where are you? Because as a musician, you could be anywhere in the world or in the country. Okay.
Yes, I'm in St. Louis. Uh-huh. Yes.
All right. Awesome. So before we get into the genesis, your background and the project, let me just tell you guys who is listening live. You guys, this is a really big show. So we see that Florida's in the building. Hello, Florida. We see Orlando is in the building. Hello, Orlando. Jacksonville, Florida. Naples, Florida. Sarasota, Florida. St. Augustine, Florida. Wow. And West Palm Beach, Florida. Hello, hello, guys. So happy to have you. Looks like we've got some folks in Texas in my neck of the woods. Amarillo. I'm from Houston, y'all. Y'all heard me say y'all, right? Amarillo's in the building. El Paso, Texas City, Texas, Dallas, Houston, and Corpus Christi. Hello. Wow. And that looks like Galveston is just signing on. Wow. More people from Texas. Eagle Pass, I don't know where there is, but welcome. Denton, Texas, hello, guys, welcome. We got something for you guys if you call into the party. Could be a gift card, Starbucks, $25. Don't know, I'm feeling a little generous. Let's see who else is actually logging in live. Wow, we have Arrow Rock. I don't know where Arrow Rock is. Farmington, Pennsylvania. Farmington, Missouri. Oh, Farmington, Pennsylvania and Farmington, Missouri. Do you know where Farmington is?
Yes. That's southern Missouri. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so some of your folks have logged on. Wow. Let me see who else has logged on. Little City. Is there a Little City, Missouri and a St. Charles, Missouri?
No, St. Charles is close.
I see y'all. Okay, well, I see you guys. Well, you guys, let's just get ready for this Power Pack show. So I'm really, really excited about your music for multiple reasons. You're a multi-instrumentalist, so the first question that I have is, when did you first fall in love with music? Because the way you play, I know you in love. I know it.
Well, as long as I can remember, I love music. I remember, I'm going to say about 3 or 4 years old, listening to the Jackson 5, and I fell in love with that song, Got to Be There, when it first came out. So I used to listen to that over and over and over, and I used to listen to the radio and play on the bottom of a chitlin bucket.
So no way.
My first instrument,
oh, my goodness.
A chitlin bucket.
Wow. That's let me tell you, that's some dedication right there. So it sounds like you've been in the woodshed a long time.
Oh, yeah. Stay in the woodshed.
Oh, my goodness. And I think about some of the powerful influences. I'm going to throw out a couple of names and give me the first adjective that comes to mind. So David Sanborn.
The sound. The sound. He is the sound for what we're hearing today. He is the sound. Definitely.
Wow. You know, I've interviewed a lot of sax players, and if you can believe, I have never interviewed and never even met David Sanborn. And I'm a little shocked by that, because we haven't in the same circles, but for whatever reason, we just didn't have a chance to interview. No, I agree with you. Mm-hmm. For those of you guys who don't know, David Sanborn has released 25 albums, won 6 Grammys, has 8 gold albums, and 1 platinum. And so he is someone who a lot of artists aspire to. And I know he's a very humble man, you know, based on things that I've heard, but again, I've never met him. But every saxophonist has his own sound. So the next name I'm going to throw out is the late Grover Washington Jr. What's the adjective that comes to mind when you think about Grover?
The man. Grover, he's the man for me.
Okay.
Yeah, he is one of my greatest influences when it comes to contemporary jazz, hands down.
Wow.
Yeah.
When I think about Grover Washington, of course, that song, Mr. Magic, that just automatically pops up. That's the song that just automatically just pops up, you know, for me, just the two of us, you know, from from the Wine Light Project from the 80s. And I'm not dating myself, but I do know my music. I do know that another one of my favorites was a Black Forest in 1975.
Soulful Strut,
that did it for me. Soulful Strut, it was over at that point. It was just a wrap. It was just a wrap for me with Soulful Strut. The next person that I have had the pleasure of interviewing with and breaking bread with is Kirk Whalum. Oh, my goodness, Dr. Kirk Whalum. So when we think about Kirk Whalum, what's the adjective that comes to mind when you think about Kirk Whalum?
Soul. Just heart and soul. Because he's another one. He's another one that changed the sound of the music. He, like I said, David Sanborn, he was like that original contemporary jazz sound back in the early 80s. Even though he was in the 70s and all that, but it was predominant around that GRP time, when GRP records was around, and they were putting out the contemporary jazz and his sound. And then, you know, Kirk Whalum came along, and that sound and soul that he had on the tenor, it just took things to a whole nother place where when Kirk plays, you just feel everything. Just love it.
You know what? When you said that, you literally, like, I have chills, because that's a beautiful thing about music. It is designed to move you. You know what I mean? And when I think about the sound of sax, it takes me in so many different directions, from soul to jazz to funk to gospel. But there is something about his The Gospel According to Jazz series, which he started probably about 20 years ago, and it really brings you to tears, because it really moves your spirit. And that's really what music is designed to do. And when I think about music, whether it's an anniversary, a birthday, somebody's homegoing celebration, a wedding anniversary, I mean, music has always been that one seminal thing, you know, that has been there. And I remember literally this, it was 2015. I remember this. We were at the Newport Beach Jazz Festival. Kirk and his team called my team and said, "Hey, Miss Bridget, we got a new project that's coming out." And then it was BWB, which was Rick Braun, Norman Brown, and Kirk Whalum.
Right.
And
right,
it was
right,
like, girl,
right.
Can you come? Okay. Like, we're there. And so we're all backstage. We're all backstage. I don't know why they call it the green room. Yeah, we was on the green, but we weren't in the green room. But so we were literally filming. I need to send you the video. I'm going to send you the video so you can see the video of me interviewing Kirk Whalum. And the thing that I loved about it, I mean, he's one of the humblest men I've ever. He could have a reason to be pretty heady, about his career, but he really understands that he has a gift, and it's really not, he doesn't really belongs to the world. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And what made,
what
made me bring that up is when I think about you as a multi-instrumentalist, multi-genre, like you have really been blessed with a gift. And so, I mean, you know, I've been doing this for a really long time, 17 plus years, y'all. Like I've been in this, you know, they say you got to put some skin in the game. I got a lot of skin in this game because I just love you all. So I want to talk about your process of writing and putting together this smooth and peaceful album, because it's funky out the box, y'all. I mean, you could find there's every flavor on this project. And so we're going to be doing some double-doubles. I mean, we're going to try and squeeze all the juice out of this lemon. We're going to try and get a whole bunch of songs out. And I want you guys to comment in the chat. And so the question is, and all my excitement is, when you wrote this project, first of all, where did all that energy come from? Because, y'all, it's just juicy. I'm telling you, you're going to hear it in just a few minutes, y'all.
Oh, thank you so much, Bri. man. well, like most of the time, not every time, but most of the times when I'm writing a project, I'll probably write about, I'd say about 20 to 30 songs.
What?
And, yeah, you know,
wow.
When I'm writing specifically for a project, and then I dwindle it down to about the, you know, 12 or 14 songs. And so, just so I could repeat the first part of your question again so I could make sure I hit you specifically.
You play with such veracity, and there's so many different flavors on your smooth and peaceful track. And I was saying, tell me about your writing process. Like, where does that come from? Because there's like, it's like when I listen to your music, it's like a kaleidoscope of colors. Y'all, I'm a professional writer, by the way, in case y'all didn't know. So it just comes out when I talk. So I hope you guys understand where I'm going. But there's like a kaleidoscope of colors, because when I listen to, you know, one track, when I listen to Smooth and Peaceful, it sounds one way. I listen to Sunset in Barbados. I listen to Hump Day. I listen to Give Me the Night. You know, and I know that is a that was a nod to, I believe, the George Benson, right? And so when I listen to your music, where does all of that energy come from? Because you just said you throw out like 20 or 30 songs. I'm like, what?
Yeah, like when I'm writing for a project, normally it's somewhere in there, and then I run it out. But it begins with God and it ends with God. That's my source. Yeah, that's my source of everything. So when I get started on the project, I actually get a nudge in my spirit. This is going to sound wacky to some people, and this is not, I'm not getting mystical and all of that. It's just, you know, I'm a Christian. And so I get a nudge in my spirit that it's time to get started. So, and I write from the piano. Then I'll be in such a mode that sometimes I could just hit a chord, and it's a whole song just begins to flood out. And I'm like, whoa, slow down. Because the creativity from the creator begins to just flow. This is what happens most times. So that's where everything comes from. As I said, it begins with God and it ends with God for me.
I love it. So with that being said, y'all, I want to jump into some of this delicious music. And I want to play, I don't want to say what my favorite is because I still need to write a music review for Rob. But, I mean, I got so many favorites, y'all. So the first one I'm going to play is Side by Side, which is track number one from Rod's project, Smooth and Peaceful. So if you can set this up for the fans, I'm going to do a double-double. I'm going to come behind Side by Side with another track, and then you'd explain to the fans what that particular track is about. We're going to get into some more questions. And, y'all, I see the board is lit up. Go ahead and press the one of y'all. Don't be acting all shy. Rod is on the line, so you can ask him any question that is relevant to music, because class is in session. Get your number two pencil out and start writing, because he's about to drop some nuggets. So, Rod, if you can set them side by side, I'm going to go ahead and play it for the fans, okay?
All right, side by side is basically me and my wife, Lisa, how we move through life, side by side.
Oh, don't make me cry.
That's it in a nutshell.
All right, let's go,
that's
family.
How we,
take
that's
a
how
listen.
We roll, Bridget. We side by side.
Oh,
this is Marjane, contemporary gospel recording artist. Do you love good coffee and a great chat? Well, today is your chance to peek behind the curtain with your favorite artist. Are you celebrating a birthday? If so, join us with the Coffee Talk Jazz Radio Birthday Club. Send us a text at 562-355-0311 or email us at coffeetalkjazzradio@msn.com. We'll also give you a live shout-out and plenty of Twitter love. You never know what you might win. Call us today if it's your birthday at 347-934-0108. Be sure to follow our tweet and also follow us on Facebook. So happy birthday from Miss Bridget and the Coffee Talk Jazz crew.
Hi, this is Nicoleo. Let's keep the Coffee Talk party brewing each Sunday, 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays, 3 to 6 p.m., and Fridays, 1 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You'll hear jazz greats, R&B, soul, and funk influences. Stay tuned and you'll hear jazz past and jazz still to come. Be sure to tune in and listen in with your host, Miss Bridget.
Hey guys and dolls, we are back and we're broadcasting live. You're listening to the very best in Blog Talk Radio here at Coffee Talk Jazz with multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, and back-to-the-bone saxophonist, Ron Tate is in the building. OMG, I got to tell you. Sunset in Barbados, we slowed it down. I heard y'all, cha-cha, and I felt y'all. I'm just saying, right? Okay, Ron.
All right.
Were you in Barbados? Did you and Lisa go to Barbados and you wrote the song Sipping on Some Mai Tais? Or where did that one come from?
Well, actually, what happened was this. My wife and my daughter went last summer.
What?
And she sent me, she sent me this picture of the sunset. Uh-huh. So that's actually where the song came from, a picture that I saw. It was just so beautiful. I like scenery. I love beautiful scenery. Sunset, sunrises, and stuff like that. So, yes, that's where that came from.
Oh, my God. I mean, it was just really poignant that I would ask you the question because I know that there's always an origin. There could be a smell, a thought. I mean,
right.
Something that would trigger, like, okay, well, let me write or something. You know what I mean? So, that's what made me ask the question. So, Miss Lisa Tate, if you are listening, I want to just give you a shout out because I understand, you know, you really have to have a very serious support system when you're an independent artist because you're married to the instrument. You know what I mean? And you're married to
absolutely.
The music.
Absolutely.
And the music calls to you. Like, you didn't pick it. Music picked you. You know what I mean?
Right.
Music picture.
Right, right.
You you had to give and say, okay, I'm going to do it, God. I'm going to do it, right? And
yeah, absolutely.
Share with the fans,
yeah.
What is it like to have an upbeat, positive partner, your wife like Lisa, side by side, no pun intended, to just really encourage you as you continue your journey? I mean, I can't help it, y'all. I mean, what can I say? But tell us, what is that like? Because that has to be a beautiful thing.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing because right before we got married, it was a conversation because we lived this life called pretty much, I'm not saying we just out here, but we walk by faith and not by sight.
Oh,
so
yes.
In the beginning, before we got married, it was like, you know, at some point I'll be doing this music thing because at that time I was doing a 9-to-5. And it was like, at some point I'll be doing this music thing. And I don't know what that looks like, you know, how God has it laid out for my particular purpose. I don't know what that looks like or whatever. And so it was something that was done up front. And I tell you,
okay,
side by side, this lady that God gave me is amazing. I mean, absolutely amazing. 100% support. She gets it. And she got it from the very day one. She understood the commitment and the discipline and that it takes, you know. So if I'm on a project, that's even extra time because I can be in the studio, you know, 16 hours a day or whatever, you know, some crazy amount of time. But she got it. And so, yeah, she's amazing. She's amazing.
Wow.
And she's,
well, first of all,
and she's an educator.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
She definitely gets it. I have to commend her. I have to commend you. Number one, you picked what I call a purpose partner. You know what I mean? And
oh, absolutely.
I think it is incumbent upon men and women, you know, if you are deciding, you know, and I can speak from experience because I have been divorced probably for over 30 years and I never remarried. I just like, okay, that's a one and done for me. I was like, okay, it didn't work. The first one was like, okay, so God, you got something different for me and that's okay. But for those who are married or even considering it, I love what you said. Like you had a plan and there was nothing to hide. You talked about it up front at the very beginning. So if the answer was anything other than what you thought it would be, we probably wouldn't even be having this conversation.
Right.
That's what people don't realize. My sister, we have this conversation all the time because she's been with her husband. They've been married for 40 years together. 45, and he literally had a plan up front. We're going to do this, and such. And I've watched that little map play out. And so congratulations and shout out, because now it really helps me to understand why you sound like you sound, because she got you over there skipping and writing songs, you know, like Hot Eyes, Pump Day, and all the other good things. So the next question that I have for you, for a novice, is says, hey, you know what? I think I could play a little bit, Ron. I kind of want to stick my toe in the water. Ain't no sticking your toe in the water if you're going to get into it. So share with those who are listening, who are considering, you know what, I want to be a professional musician. I want to do this full time. Can you just drop maybe one or two nuggets of something they should consider before getting in or staying out?
Right. That's good, Bridget. That's good. Yeah. First of all, the first two words are commitment and discipline. The music is bigger than all of us. Okay.
Mm-mm.
So you never arrive. First and foremost, check your ego at the door because, you know, if you for real about it, you will recognize real fast that the music is too vast and too big. You will never learn everything. You don't know everything. You got to stay open to constantly hear and learn new things because it expands as we expand. The music is that big. It's constantly expanding, and you just don't know it all. So it's best to always be teachable and open. One.
Wow.
Two, I practice like I did when I first started playing the horn at 11 years old. It's constant, daily practice. It's always another glory. As I said, you never arrive. You're always striving. What's next? What's the next glory? In my case, as I said, God is the beginning and the end. I'm like, okay, God, let me go to that next glory, whatever that may be. I don't know, but I'm going to keep doing my part because I believe that, you know, as a Christian, I'm co-laborers with Christ. I have a part, and he has the part. His part, he's the giver of the gift. He's the power of the gift. He is the everything. So that's where humility comes, because music is a gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
He gave you a gift. It's nothing to be puffed up about. If somebody gives you a gift, you're not puffed up about it. Because he's the source of it. So I know my place. My place is just to, you can't just stand on your gift. You have to take your gift and you have to take it to the next level by practicing. Some people depend solely on the gift and they'll stay in that same space. But you got to work it constantly.
Wow. When you said that, you really took me back to a conversation I had with my very good friend, Paul Jackson Jr., and Paul and I go all the way back. Paul is a couple years older than I am, mm-hmm. but we attended the same church many years ago, so our families know mm-hmm. one another. And for anyone who has ever loved anything that Luther Vandross has written or the late Whitney Houston or anything from BB and CC Winans, if you look on the back of any, well, back in those days, we call them albums or vinyls. If you look on the back of any CD, you would see Paul Jackson Jr.'s name.
Absolutely.
And he is one of the most humble men that you would ever meet. And now you talk about a reason to be puffed up. He would have a reason, but I mean,
yeah.
the same person you see on stage, he is so low key, so down to earth. But one of the things that I remember as kids when we were growing up and going to Sunday school, instead of him being outside, like other kids are like outside playing and ripping and running and skating and hopscotching and everything that kids do in the neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
he and his dad, he was in the garage shedding. He was like 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I was 10. And we would go over there. And he knew, he said, I'm going to be a professional musician. And here's the other thing mm-hmm. people don't know. It was a musical director, keyboardist, professor, Patrice Rushen. They lived up the street from one another. And Patrice, she's about 3 or 4 years older than Paul. And so she would go, and she would go to Paul's house in the morning and pick him up for school, and they would walk to school, and she would be talking to him about music, right?
Wow.
Come on now, we're talking elementary
yeah.
school, right?
Wow.
And once she realized how serious he was, it was Patrice that took him around and introduced him to all the session musicians. I mean, he was 16, 17 years old,
mm-hmm.
like in sessions, right? And so,
wow.
Yeah, and this is why, like, we all need some. You never know who's going to be that bridge. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But
Absolutely, right.
She saw an affinity in him. She saw, okay, this young man is serious. He's got it. He knows what he wants. But one of the things that Paul has said to me, he said, as an artist, as a lover of music, he said, you have to understand and learn to play every single genre of music because you never know when you're going to be called on. And the more diverse type of music that you can play, the more diverse your background, mm-hmm. that means you're always going to be working. But you said something, Rod, that was very key. You got to check your ego at the door because nobody wants to work with somebody who is a know-it-all. And when you come in, just play the song. Don't try and remake the song. Don't try and come in and show out. It reminds me of when we got called on to do, we got the call for Vanessa L. Williams' theme when she was here to, I think she was doing, it was a trip to Bountiful. Do you remember that when that came up? Trip to Bountiful with the late, the late Cecily Tyson. It was Jeanette Smollett, and it was, Blair Underwood. Okay. So the point of me sharing this story is, you know, she had come up with the song, Fade the Best for Last. And so we were scheduled to meet them at the Music Center, and she was going to be singing and a whole bunch of other stuff. And so she needed someone to come in and sub. And so Save the Best for Last was already a hit. So you can't, how are you going to remake a hit? It was already a hit, right? So if you read music as an artist, just play what's written. Don't try and come in.
Right.
So this guy was so enamored with her, and we were there. He was so enamored with her. He could not get himself together. He's just trying to show out and floor show, like, okay. He was a good musician, but it was like, and it really annoyed her. I mean, it was the funniest thing ever. And he could have got the gig, but guess what? She did not hire him. She was like, just play the music. It irritated her. And what made me bring that up is, like, check your ego at the door, because he had this ego. I guess he thought, okay, well, if I just play it like this, you know, maybe she'll feel it with something. It was like, I think at that point she was on her third marriage. You know, come on, we know this game. And she wasn't like, just play the music because that's what I need you to do. And so I love it when you said check your ego at the door, because you can make a lot of frenemies in this business. Or you can be one of the first call musicians that people call because they know Rod's going to play the music. He's got the chops.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing this a long time. He's in the shed, and he knows what's up. So with that being said, we want to jump into some more delicious music. I see you guys are logged on. You guys, press the one on the phone. I definitely want you guys to talk to Rod, but Rod, I have a question for you, and I want you to think about it while we go to another track. So the question is this. If you could have steaming hot vanilla chai latte coffee with any musician, past or present, who would it be and why? I know that that was loaded. So think about that question, and I'm going to get into this song called Hot Ice, which is number 13 on the Smooth and Peaceful CD. And if you can set up Hot Ice, we'll play it. Y'all, I want to give something away, and then Rod is going to tell us who he wants to have some coffee with. How about that?
All right. That's cool. Hot Ice is basically, I wrote the song, and to listening back to it, that's where I got the title from, just by sitting and listening and what it reminded me of. You know, something that was hot but yet cool at the same time.
All right, now, what you talking about? Well, let's get into it, shall we, people? Here we go.
good coffee and great jazz right here at Coffee Talk Jazz Radio with your radio personality, Miss Bridget Lewis. You'll get a chance to talk with your favorite artists and experience world-class contemporary, gospel, smooth jazz greats right here at www.blogtalkradio.com/Miss Bridget Lewis. Show's call-in number is 1-347-934-0108. Also, follow us on Twitter at www.twitter.com/coffeetalkjazz. All shows are in Pacific Standard Times, Tuesdays 3 to 6 p.m., Wednesdays from 3 to 6 p.m., and Fridays 1 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't miss a beat.
Hi, this is Peter White. Get ready to experience the power and passion of music on Coffee Talk Jazz Radio with radio personality and host Miss Bridget Lewis. Today's your chance to go behind the curtain and get up close and personal with your favorite contemporary, smooth jazz, Latin, and gospel artists.
Hi, this is Marco.
And this is Stan.
And we are the Smooth Jazz Alley.
And you can listen to our music right here on Coffee Talk Jazz Radio.
Okay, now I didn't really like that applause. So, like, what's really going on, people? So we are back, and we're broadcasting live with my very special guest. Ron Tate is in the virtual building, and it has been an amazing time. But we're not done squeezing all the juice out of this lemon. So if you guys are new to Coffee Talk Jazz Radio, I'd love to welcome you. I see you guys have logged into the board. We still have those Visa gift cards that we want to give away and a couple things from Starbucks, so we definitely want to give those out. And so, Ron, the question was, before we went to break, if you could have steaming hot vanilla chai latte coffee with anyone, past or present, who would it be and why?
Grover Washington Jr. And the reason is because he is the one that I first connected with musically. He's the very first one. And Grover seemed like he was just a cool dude just to sit down and chill with. So really, you know, yeah. And it's really
like that
simple
part.
For real. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. You know, I have to agree with you, but I really have an affinity for sax players. My late father, and by the way, I told Rod that I believe we were related because that is my mate name, Rod. And I don't know if I told you that or not.
Yeah, I believe
we're related.
Yeah. You mentioned that, right.
So my late father, Arthur Lee Tate, was an incredible saxophonist. And I just remember as a little kid hearing my dad play. And I mean, like, I love my dad. But then just hearing the way that he would play it, I mean, it was like, I was like in a trance. I mean, for real, it's like, that's what the music did to me. And for whatever reason, saxophonists seem to really gravitate toward the Coffee Talk Jazz platform with all the shows that I've done live and virtual and on the red carpet and the billboard and all that kind of stuff. All the sax players just seem to gravitate toward me. So I feel like I play sax in some kind of a way because I get a chance to showcase great artists like Rod. So with that being said, how do we book you? How do folks book you virtually? Where can they find you online? Tell us about that.
Okay. First is my website, rodtate.com, RODTATE.com. And you can find me on Facebook at Rod Tate Music, Instagram at Rod Tate Jazz, and Twitter, also known as X, at Rod Tate.
Right. Oh, my God, these platforms, I mean, they keep on changing. Right. Now, if you guys want to book, now, if y'all want to book Rod for the West Coast, you guys got to go through me because I need to check you out to make sure you're legitimate, and you're going to have to pay the man because y'all heard the way he plays, right? The side-by-side, y'all heard Sunset and Barbados, you heard, you know, y'all know he's the real deal. So if you guys, seriously, if you guys want to book Rod for a West Coast event, that would include airfare, a hotel, not a motel, plus his fees, and then we'll take care of the back line. So I'm just saying, so you guys, if you're listening live, and I know you are, you can send an email to coffeetalkjazzradio@msn.com. His music marketing page is also up. You guys can just, everything is all encapsulated about all things Rod Tate and Coffee Talk Jazz. We have merged our situation together. So West Coast, reach out to me, St. Louis, Missouri, and beyond, reach out to Rod. So let's kind of get into some fun facts, because you're a great husband, beautiful dad, songwriter, you're in the shed, so we want to know, what do you do for fun?
I love movies. So, yeah, so you can catch me, you know, with on Netflix. Like right now, I'm watching The Walking Dead for the third time.
Wow.
Yeah, I like I like
okay.
that. But I like, you know, movies. In particular, comedy is number one. And then I kind of,
okay,
you know, my sensitive side, I like those rom-coms too.
okay. All right. So we're gonna put you in the hot seat, but we won't make it too hot for you. Typically,
right,
we're trying to take it to like 100 degrees, but
yeah,
we won't make it too hot
really.
For you. So, when is the next time you're gonna light your birthday candle? So, someone asked in the chat, to play like that, we know you have to be over 35. You don't have to say it if you don't want to. So they said, when is the next time you're going to light your birthday candle? So they're trying to figure out your age. Y'all, he's not available. I told y'all he was married to Lisa, so stop playing. Come on now.
it'll be in October, the next time I light them candles.
Okay. I love the way he posed the question. They didn't want to just outright like, so how old are you? He's old enough to know.
So,
how about that?
Hold on.
Okay.
I'm going to go old school. I'm a Libra.
Oh, my God. Now you're taking me back and you're making me think about the song. Hold on.
Right. My name is Larry.
Don't make me do it. Right. Oh, my God. That is so good. Y'all, I'm having a moment. I'm trying to pull myself back, but I'm almost gone. Okay, so the next question before we get into a couple more tracks. Living your best life, what was your best childhood memory?
Ooh, best childhood memory.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Okay, this might even date me. One Christmas, I remember coming down the steps to the Christmas tree and seeing some Rock'em Sock'em Robots. That was a huge deal. Okay. So if you can relate to what a Rock'em Sock'em Robot is then.
Wow. Now that
wow,
is really funny
yeah.
because as you're talking, I'm a really visual person, and I know the Rock'em Sock'em. You know,
right.
when the fists go up and then once the head goes up in this office, like, you're done. It's like,
Exactly.
you're just, it's over. You're done.
Right.
You know, I think they have the little pulley things, like, from the side. It was two people playing, one on one side and one on another. And then once
exactly.
you hit them, you do
exactly.
the uppercut. You do the uppercut
yeah.
in the head. And then,
and the head
then it's
goes
wrap.
Up. Right.
So I'm telling my age, y'all, I don't mind. Look, I'm happy to be in the 60-60 club. Like, I'm so good with it. So I got one more question, and then we want to play, which is my favorite song, Hump Day. Like, man, like, we cut up in the office. We didn't even know what to do with ourselves. I said, put that on repeat. Come on, y'all, let's do this. So the next question is, what's the best advice you receive from your parents or mentor? I want you to kind of let that soak in, marinate on that, and then I want to play Hump Day, and y'all know what Hump Day is, but I'm going to let Rod set this up. I'm going to let him set up Hump Day, and we're going to come back for more good coffee and great chat. So set up Hump Day for us, please, sir.
Okay, pretty simple. When you're doing that 9-to-5 thing, when Wednesday show up, it's what?
It's okay.
There it is.
Okay, family, let's take a listen to Hump Day, track 7 on Rod Tate's smooth and peaceful CD. Oh my God, y'all, this is so good.
This is guitarist Ken Navarro. Have you heard about Coffee Talk Jazz Radio? Join the Coffee Talk party each and every week with radio personality and host Ms. Bridgette Lewis. You'll experience the very best there is in diversity and talent. Get ready to hear rich, cutting-edge sounds along with contemporary jazz, smooth jazz, a touch of funk, straight ahead, modern bebop, and swing. Jazz musicians like me dig deep when they play, and we write from our souls while creating one-of-a-kind music. You'll hear lyrics, even though no one's speaking on each track. There's always a unique and undeniable message in each and every song. You'll hear music of mine like this, The Stars, The Snow, The Fire, a track from my brand new CD, Dreaming of Trains. So make it a point to be a part of Coffee Talk Jazz Radio every week with host Ms. Bridgette Lewis. I'm Ken Navarro.
Hey, guys. guys and dolls, we are back. We have been broadcasting live. This has been a very exciting show. And one of the things that I always try and do is with our featured guests, they're always extraordinarily talented, and they do come from a diverse background, creating a style of music that is sublimely beautiful, often exuberant, and is always innovative. And so I hope you all have enjoyed this show. We're back with my very special guest. And so the question before we went to break for the multi-talented songwriter, Rod Tate, was, we asked him, what's the best advice you received from your parents or mentor?
And that answer would be basically treat others like you want them to treat you. You know,
I just have respect I love that.
For others.
Yeah,
you know, something that's really missing in our society a lot right now.
Ooh, don't even get me started on that. I'm dealing with a situation right now, y'all, because I'm going to try and behave on the air. I can't even say it on the air, but there's, like, no reason for it, you know what I mean? But, and you know, one of the things that I've done is I've always prided myself. I'm a really peaceful person. I'm a very centered person, a very grounded person, and you can't do tit for tat. You can't do evil for evil, and it's really tripping the person out because I'm not responding in an aggressive or antagonistic way, and I'm thinking, what is all of that? You should be able to communicate, but I love it when you say, you know, treat others as you want, you know, to be treated. What do you want the fans to know most about you? Because this show has been so good, and I'm going to play one more track. But what do you want the fans to know most about you? There's so much to know, I know.
I could just say, you know, in regard to just music, my motto is pretty much like the music that I do, it's not about me, but it's about the people on the other side of the horn.
Wow.
You know, and the purpose for me to create, for me creating music, this is the intent of the music. The music is intended to soothe your soul and speak love to your spirit.
Those
two things, that's what it's all about for me. It's about hopefully the listeners walk away, you know, that hopefully it could take them away from a stressful day. Maybe it could change their mind about something, put them in a nice frame of mind, or, you know, be a backdrop, you know, if they're going through some difficult times, and it kind of gives them some peace. And the music is all about illuminating peace, hopefully. You know, that's the goal.
Wow. You really said a mouthful. I promise you, I already selected track number 14, which is called Feel the Chill, to take us out before you had even made a comment. So what a great segue into the song that we're going to play as the outro song. And so Rod and I, we're just getting started. We've got some great things in store. We don't want to give too much away, but I'm just going to say this. Yes, he is going to be on the cover of Coffee Talk Jazz magazine. So y'all need to just get ready for that partay, because Because it is going to be a partay, and he and I are working on some things with, I'm just going to go ahead and just put it out there, with my television and film partner. So y'all, we're doing big things. So if you didn't know who Rod Tate is, you better go ahead and write his name down. So you need to be checking for some of their movie credits, because my boy is about to come at y'all. Huh? What? All right, y'all. I said I was going to shut up. I'm sorry. I can't help it.
Go ahead. I hear you, Bridget.
It's Sunday.
I hear you, girl.
It's the beginning of the week. So listen, guys. Oh, my God, you guys. It has just been so amazing today. And, Ron, I want to thank you so much for hanging out with me today. And I want to say, with music in our hearts and with jazz in our souls, we want to thank you, our friends, fans, and supporters, for making Coffee Talk Jazz award-winning and number one. We love you for listening, and we're going to see you next time. We're going to go ahead and take it out with track number 14 from the smooth and peaceful CD by our good friend, Mr. Rod Tate. You guys enjoy your Sunday.